Hour back, Redskins Nation, here on Comcast SportsNet. It is our pleasure. It's homecoming week. Why not? Here he is, former governor George Allen. And, of course, his father's picture is on our wall. And when you come in the studio, you've been here several times, and you see your father on that wall, how does it make you feel?
Well, I think of my father every day, and I think a lot of your viewers think of growing up. You think of your mother and father, but my father with the Redskins, being here at Redskin Park, Bruce's general manager, and it's great that his family's here in Virginia. Brings back a lot of memories and the execution, the teamwork, the preparation, and the great fans who are just such loyal fans and so supportive and in so many ways, everything that one does in life, you can learn a lot from football, in my view. And my father was a great father. Most people knew him as a coach, but all of us, the three boys and our sister, looked at him as a wonderful father.
And some of the things you learned that you have maintained through your political career, you got from your dad. And there's a poster in my office, Consistency. There's another one, what's it called?
Keep Fighting.
Keep Fighting.
I have those two posters in my office as well. I also have, and this is very appropriate for, I think, these days and the decisions that people will be making shortly, and that is a plaque that Ronald Reagan gave my father. And he had it on his desk, and then when my father passed away, my mother gave it to me. She said, you should have this. And it's very simple. And it's a quote from Ronald Reagan, if not now, when? If not us, who? And that is the future is now. It's our responsibility. It's our decisions. And that'll influence not only a team, but any sort of endeavor one might be involved in.
The future is always now is what your brother always says.
Yep.
Whenever we bring it up to him. And there are so many analogies between politics and sports. In fact, last time you were in the studio, you had just written a book about what
Washington can learn.
Well, and we had a great discussion, and it still holds true today.
Yeah. Well, there's several things that I think Washington can learn from the world of sports, and wrote a whole book on it. And that's everything from the meritocracy of sports. The players on the teams are from all over, different religions, ethnicities, went to different colleges, different races. None of that matters. You have a level playing field, and all that matters is can they help your team win? And that's what we should aspire to in society, where everyone has an equal opportunity to succeed and compete on a level playing field. The other is you never punt on first down. We've been punting on energy policy in this country, and folks are paying, you know, $30 more every time they fill up with gas, and we're going to end up with skyrocketing electricity costs. Well, you know, America is actually number one in the world when it comes to energy resources. Russia's number two. Let's unleash our American energy resources from our coal fields to our coast and create revenues, jobs, and more affordable fuel and food and products and electricity. My goodness, we can have a manufacturing renaissance in this country if we unleash our energy resources rather than keep punting and be vulnerable to outside forces.
Celebrate After Victory is on that Consistency poster that I have up on my wall. And real quick about the Washington Redskins this year, 3-5, not what we were looking for, but I would think the future is bright with a good quarterback and maintaining what we've improved on over the first 8 weeks. What are your thoughts on the Redskins football team this year?
Well, all of us would wish they had won more games. And I think that obviously Robert Griffin III is just outstanding. He's a great leader, a great quarterback. The offensive line's done better than most people thought they would. They've done well. Have good running backs. Obviously, folks need to execute. They got to, you know, make sure that they're concentrating on their job. I think we have a kicker who kicked well in inclement weather up in Pittsburgh last weekend. And so I think the coaches will have them all focused and executing. They have to win. This is a homecoming game coming up.
Yeah,
and this Carolina game's a really big game, and the Redskins need to win it by executing the plays with perfection.
As hard charging as you are right now, especially right now in your life, as fast as things are moving, how in the world do you get information on the Redskins? You calling Bruce every other day? How do you do it?
Bruce is constantly emailing me with updates on articles and what's going on. So Bruce is a great source of information about the Redskins, and he also gives me some good other information that has to do with our endeavor.
Well, so much to talk about, so little time. So this is part one. Tomorrow we're going to have the governor back to talk about homecoming weekend. You know, Billy Kilmer's going to be there.
Oh, that's great. Billy, let's see. You don't
Talby's going to be there.
Oh, we got Darren Talbert. You get him telling stories, those two. And I assume Larry Brown hopefully will
Absolutely.
Be back. And Kenny Houston, hopefully he's there. I think the greatest tackle in Redskins history was the one he made on Walt Garrison. And so You'll have Billy and Talby, and you have Larry Brown, and if you have Charlie Taylor and you get old Sweet Pea, Roy Jefferson, you'll have a lot of great stories and really wonderful people.
That's tomorrow.
Great.
All right, back with the governor tomorrow, back with more Redskins Nation after a quick timeout.